Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
We're just getting the lighting right in here. We've been told no yellow.
No yellow, thanks.
No yellow. Everybody's trying to look like a Simpson complexion in here.
That's right, blue.
Welcome, blue. Racing. Welcome, lead vocal and guitar.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Just organize this weird beard.
I'm off mic now, so.
Yeah, man. We're doing good. We're just in the middle of a national tour. And we're just about to hit Auckland tomorrow. On Friday. So, feeling good.
Was that some kind of. Do you want to just get up and use the mic if you want? They're pretty available. You can grab one whenever you want, John.
I will.
All right, if you've done shooting out that Gmail. Whatever you need to do. Record's called Real Dancing.
That's right, man.
And it is music to dance to, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, it's a bit of a late night feel throughout the whole record, for sure. Yeah, man.
When you say late night feel, tell us more, actually. Tell us more about this concept.
There's kind of like a mixture of kind of rock and roll meets disco. Which I guess has always been of the sort of later hours, the nocturnal feel. But Real Dancing. It's it came from the concept of watching the crowd and watching when they go from people who are just sort of like rigidly moving. You know what I mean? And then you see it in their face.
Does it take like one or two to break the sort of dance silence, and then everyone's like, "Oh man, I can do that too."
Yeah, and then they let go, and then you kind of like in the real dancing, and that's when it all starts to feel right. Yeah.
Last time we saw you guys was down at Splore, and it was mental. Everyone was dancing.
Yeah, it was good, man. Splore was that was a pretty powerful night, actually. Hadn't played to a crowd like that for a minute. And so when we walked out, there was definitely that moment of, oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember this.
Now, on to the proceedings. Did John give you any direction as to the situation here, or was it just like, bring some tunes? Sometimes it's
it was just bring some tunes.
Okay,
but,
great.
But whatever proceedings you're after,
well,
we can accommodate.
Sometimes it's like, look, we're having dinner at your house, and then you have to extrapolate the whole scenario. But
right.
It sounds like we've left it quite open, which is sometimes a lot safer.
Yeah.
So we just get good songs.
Yeah, nice.
So we've chucked a few in. Where should we start from? Should we just go in the order that?
Yeah, let's start with the Aviation by the Last Shadow Puppets.
The heavy crooner, eh? Heavy crooner in this chat.
Are you guys excited to see Arctic Monkeys in the new year?
I can't wait, man. I mean, definitely, if this is in terms of like music that we listen to all the time, this one always comes on pretty quickly in the night to get things going, for sure.
Procession, gloomy candle eyes,
Last Shadow Puppets right there. The track's called Aviation. And actually, the theme has become now. This day started evening with racing.
We've got Ed and Sven in the studio from Racing, who got a brand spanking new record out. And they're, of course, playing Galatos this Friday night. They're playing with Jewel, and you're playing with...
Star.
Wait, that, I feel... Because I was in... Where was I? I was in, like, a B Street situation or something, and there was kind of like a... It was a dance band on, so to speak. Right. And the floor moves. The floor moves in there.
Yeah.
So I feel like you guys are going to get the floor shaking.
Yeah,
it's like a wooden kind of, like, hand-built
thing. Yeah, it does,
doesn't
it? It's
mint. It's really mint. It's actually, like, a great vibe when you're out on the floor. So.
Oh, nice, man.
Look forward to that, everybody. Synchronize your dancing.
We'll turn the bass up.
Shall we jump into another one of these tunes that you've selected for the segment that's known as What's Cooking?
What's Cooking? What have we got?
This one is Love Letters by Elvis Presley. It's first recorded by Kitty Lester, but over about a month of debate, I think this Elvis version is probably slightly superior.
You reckon?
It's I go back and forth.
Debate amongst the band or just with yourself?
Me and another friend, we go back... Just like today's Elvis Day, today's a Kitty Lester Day.
Okay.
And today's an Elvis Day.
All right, well, this is the Elvis one. Love Letters.
Love letters straight from your heart. Keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the night. When I can have all the kiss the name that you signed, and darling, then I read again right from the start. I kiss the name that you signed.
He's so good looking and he sings great.
He is a handsome man.
Perhaps. Oh, we were actually having the debate about who's more handsome out of Elvis and Jim Morrison in the van.
Jim Morrison.
I think Elvis is more handsome.
So but I'd rather hang out with Jim.
Jim Morrison's
once
more
again.
Ragged.
I'd rather hang out with Jim.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. But just who gets it just straight genetically?
Elvis.
Elvis?
Yeah. Even his voice is more grunty.
Maybe we should start a poll on the old text.
There's always a fight to the death.
Now, Ed, you guys are playing. You're playing Galatas, but you're also you've got a show coming up down in Wellington at Bears at the Basin. Tell us about this.
Thing?
Playing a beer fest must be a bit of fun.
Playing at a beer festival is like no other, because it's not just come to a music festival and watch a band. The main thing that you're doing is beer.
Should ask a Reineck on the rider and see what kind of face looks here.
Yeah, we'll get a couple of faces off some beards.
But don't you think that beer people would start to get into something like Reineck?
I think so. Because it's the responsible choice if you've got to go for a little cruise around in your car shortly after.
Exactly. Yeah. Like the same way that like really high-level chefs just get into eating like fast food.
Arnold's.
I feel like they'd get into it.
Spicy House, by the way, if anyone's out there. Chef's Choice there on Dominion Road.
What? Spicy House.
Can I eat in? It's got a Lazy Susan.
Spicy House.
All right, and we're actually like, we're sifting back up through the years now. You guys have some Rolling Stones out in front of us here.
Yeah, so this is slightly more modern Rolling Stones. I think it's 2005.
I've been keeping track, to be honest.
Really? You lost track somewhere?
No, I'm sure I've been kicking ass. I just haven't been keeping track.
But they've kept on keeping on.
No doubt.
And, I think this one struck us when we were in England, and it was the lyric, some bambo spelled the beans. So have a listen
take
for that.
Take that as you will.
Filthy block of flats, trash was on the floor, a snake was in my nose, hinges off the doors. She took me in her room, I was spick and span, fixed me up a drink, turned down all the lamps, and the rain. Cold grit cheek and I've turned on her TV. It was all the usual crap, all the usual sleaze. 14,000 quid, some bimbos fill the beams. Yeah. And the rain fell down on the cold gray town. And the phone kept ringing. And it made sweet love. And we
I was right, it's kind of a fade out, but also mixed with one every band member leaving at the same time, like different sort of situation tones.
A one by one.
A one by one exit there from the Rolling Stones. Sorry, John, you go, mate, just get right in there.
So, Ed and Sven, you guys, we've mentioned this, you've got a new album out. I was just curious, how long has this new album been in gestation for? How long have you been working at it, chipping away?
Well, as far as making the songs go, pretty much spark at the end of the last thing we made with the Chicks.
Yeah, so you're probably looking at like
7 years?
The first tune was probably like 2013. Like, I think the bass was written in 2013, 14, yeah.
Have you made a few passes at some of the songs? You know, like obviously
have they sort of changed?
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple have, but to be fair, most of Real Dancing is probably written in the last 2 years, so mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but it's good, man. It's come along in its own speed, you know, because there were two EPs before this album, so that we kind of got like a few things sort of out of the way before we sort of hit the sort of main full-length album.
How many tracks on the full-length?
We got 13. We're running.
What's the and so it's out.
It came out on the 9th. Yeah, it's on Spotify and Apple Music, and yeah, it's kicking along, man.
Right on.
It's
right
good.
On.
Yeah,
I'm excited because one of my faves is coming up next. The band. What do you say about the band? What can you say?
We don't really even listen to this, but we sing it.
It's always in our head for some reason.
So it's always in our head, and Ed and I always do all the driving. So it's like the song that we sing when we start driving.
Something, I don't know, it's just like a, I don't know, it makes you feel like a real, like a truck guy or something. It just feels right.
It's fucking mint, is what
it's such a good tune.
Virgil Caine is the name, and I served on the Danville train. Till Stoneman's cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. By May the 10th, Richmond had fell. It's a time I remember oh so well.
back with my wife in Tennessee. When one day she called to me, Virgil, quick, come see that old Robert E. Lee. Now I don't mind chopping wood, and I don't care if the money's no good. You take what you need and you leave the rest, but they should never.
We are in the room with Racing. That, of course, was the band, the night they drove Old Dixie Down.
Very nice.
Now, you guys just mentioned you might have a sneaky little pass or two for anybody that might be keen to hit the Auckland show coming up, isn't it? Is that true? Text him,
double pass. Whoever puts their hand up.
Who wants to go and watch Racing Throwdown? Where's the gig at?
Galatos.
Where and when?
This Friday. Tickets from banishedmusic.com/. Tickets.
If you don't win this ticket giveaway right now, 5395 is the way to go about that. What's that, Sven? Just rolling up a little dart, mate.
Yes.
I'm picking it up nicely. It's quite good, actually. Are those?
Oh, you're picking up the
yellow
sound.
Papers or blue? Yellow papers. Okay.
Yeah, yellow and yellow.
Cool. Good to know.
Audible.
We're gonna go straight into the Verve.
Are we?
Is that agree? Let's do it.
Another stellar tune. Thank you. Gem. I feel like I remember the first time I heard that, and the video came along with it, and just what a gem.
The video was huge.
What a gem.
Video was huge.
And what's happened afterwards to those poor fellows has just been tragic.
Now, Ed and Sven, thank you very much for coming into the BFM studio.
Racing.
You guys are from Racing, and Racing playing at Galatos on Friday night with Jewel and also with
Star.
So we've asked for we're going to go out in a racing tune. What tune have you chosen and why?
Sweet Bedlam is the name of the tune.
Wait, sorry mate, say that again.
Sweet Bedlam is the name of the tune. And why is
This one's been getting us into a little nice little hot zone in our live shows. that we didn't quite expect. So it's kind of, it's got its own little groove that we've, I don't know, just we've just sort of found it's sort of just
live. It's coming alive a bit.
Yeah, it's coming alive live.
That's fun.
If you're keen on this, check this out. Send us a text 53955 and just let us know you'd like to go. We've got a double pass.
We can implore, if you haven't seen Racing Live, you definitely should. It's sort of lightning polished, gnarly stuff.
Boom.
Thanks, gents.
Stand in Beaujolais.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.